It's time to train those management muscles. So put down those weights and pick up that pen, and welcome to Do You Even Lead, Bro?
Hello and welcome to Do You Even Lead, Bro? Podcast. I'm your host, Paulette Cervantes, and thank you for tuning in to Episode 6, Work-Life Balance, The Manager's Guide. So you guys know we just had Labor Day weekend, and typically that means an extra day off for our laborers out in the field. Many jobs include this in some of their paid holidays. Hopefully some of you got the day off plus extra pay. But that's not always the case, and that's okay. Just getting a day to rest is awesome and a great opportunity, and hopefully you all took advantage of it and really appreciated it. However, for many of us in certain types of industries, it's actually harder to find times to disconnect. Some of those industries could be first responders. For those of us here in the fitness industry, you know that when we have a holiday, there's actually more people that come to a gym. People are excited that they have the day off and they want to come spend it at the gym with you, which is awesome for the business. However, can be daunting or taxing on your personal time. There's many industries that run at a 24/7, 365-year status. And for those in those types of industries, it's a whole lot harder to get that work-life balance. So today I want to talk about some of the strategies for those of you in those types of industries. You deserve to be able to take care of yourself personally as well. So how do we do that? The first thing that I say, or the first thing that I encourage you to do, is write initially when you are getting this job or you are starting this career, only sign up for what you're comfortable with. It's okay to negotiate during the hiring process. Make sure that the hours of operation and the hours that you're going to have to input of your time are going to be worth it to you. For those of you who have the tendency of being a workaholic, I am one with you. I understand. This is going to be especially hard for you, but you really have to be intentional and make sure that the hours that you have to work on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, and yearly basis are going to allow you to have personal time that's needed to take care of yourself as well. Prioritize having a personal life. Prioritize spending time with your family. If you're single, spending time dating. If you're married, giving your spouse enough time. And if you have kids, of course, giving your kids the time they deserve, as well as taking time for vacations to disconnect and knock off some of those bucket list items. You're going to find that if you're able to take that time for yourself, you actually come back to work ready to go, re-enthused with a fresh perspective, and a lot of times better off than the way you left. Personal time is really important, so we have to make sure that we're going to be allotted that time before we step into a new job or role. You know, many of us during the job search, one of the things that we add to our resume is our hobbies. And a lot of times employers will want to talk about this, but what value is it if when you get a job, you're not able to do the other things that you enjoy? Make sure that you still have that time to take advantage of those. That's still a part of you, and it's important. All right, so the second thing I like to tell people is know where to draw your line. Especially if you've been allotted the time to take personally, you want to protect your personal time. And it's very easy when you're in one of the industries that works 24/7, 365 to get caught up and end up pushing the limits on your personal time and allowing work to overlap that. It's okay to be flexible for work and to come in on what would typically be your day off because the business needs it. However, make sure that you're making up for it on the back end and you're getting a day off that you typically wouldn't. Try to find that balance. We understand that you have to be flexible, and not all industries work in a perfectly timed or structured manner. But you want to make sure that you're counteracting that with enough personal time so that your time spent is well worth it and you're not overworking yourself, burning yourself out, or getting to a stressful place where it's no longer healthy for you. If I no longer enjoy what I'm doing because I'm so burnt out and I'm so stressed out, then it's for no good anyway. We have to be the best we can be for our team, for our fans. And part of that is taking care of yourself. You have to make yourself a priority. So know where to draw the line. The third thing that I like to talk about when we're talking about work-life balance is learning how to say no. And that can be hard for many of us. But you have to evaluate what someone is asking of you. Is that time, that extra commitment, that extra day, that extra hour worth your personal health? And many of you are probably thinking, what do you mean, Paulette, personal health? This isn't about my health. Yes, it is absolutely about your health. Health has more to do with just going to the gym and working out and looking good. Getting enough sleep is part of your health. Eating right, taking the time to get the right food is part of your health. Your mental health is part of your health. Being stressed has an impact on your health. So yes, it is absolutely that serious to ask yourself, is it worth my health? Or will this negatively affect my health if I commit to this? So when someone is asking something extra of you, ask yourself, will it impact my health negatively? And is it really worth it to me? And if it's not, say no. It's okay to say no. Who wants to be a yes man to everything anyway? You're a leader for a reason. And part of that is knowing when to say yes, knowing when to say no, and knowing when to delegate. So put on your leader hat and make the right decision for you. The last thing I want to recommend for you is make time for yourself. You know, many of us have the opportunity within our careers to accrue PTO, or maybe you get a bank of PTO at the beginning of the year. Make sure that you take that time. Block out that time. Use the PTO for whatever you need personally. I can't tell you how many people have come across, myself being one of them, of individuals who accrue or get PTO and don't actually use it. PTO is not meant to sit in a bank. It's meant for you to take personal time off. So make sure that you use it. Block out that time, protect that time, and don't let anyone invade that time. You've earned the right and you have the right to disconnect sometimes. And some of you, if you're like me, are probably thinking, how is my team going to survive without me? That's definitely something that I've said before. And if you're thinking that, you are not doing yourself a service. That means you've created a team of individuals who are dependent on you. And that's not something we should do as leaders. We should be empowering our team. We should be training our team to be able to work independently. They should be problem-solving individuals. And we should have individuals within our team that we're mentoring and developing to be us. So this is a great opportunity for that person to step up and be your go-to support system while you're out so that you can disconnect and relax knowing that your team is taken care of. If this is not the place that your team is in, then I highly suggest you work towards getting them there. Because it's not only important for them to be empowered, be independent, and be developed and ready for the next step, it's important for you to be supported and you to be comfortable that you can walk away and everything's going to be just fine. So to reiterate, first, only sign up for what you're comfortable with. Second, know where to draw the line. Third, learn how to say no. And last, make time for yourself. When you're able to take care of yourself, then you're going to find that you come back to the workplace even better for your team. It's okay to be that dependable go-to person, but know that you deserve to take care of yourself too. That's what balance is all about. In the fitness industry, we have something called a deload week. And this is a time for your muscles to recover. So whether you're just doing active recovery work, or you're doing workouts that are less intense, or maybe you take the entire week off from working out, it allows your muscles to rest and come back stronger and better than before. So just like a deload week allows your body to come back stronger, time off allows your mind to come back stronger. Thanks for joining me today, guys. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to subscribe, and I'll see you next time. I know you can lift, but the question is, can you lead?
Thanks for tuning in to Do You Even Lead, Bro? Like what you heard? Let us know. Did you learn something? Well, then like, share, and subscribe. If you have a specific topic or idea that you'd like included, leave it in the comments. Until next time.